of spring training, sitting around and talking baseball. Joining us, Tim Brown of Yahoo Sports, formerly of the LA Times. And, you know, if it's baseball time, I'm going to see you, and it certainly is at spring training. I don't know if there's a better time during the year.
No, I absolutely agree. You know, I often tell people if the only time you ever came to Arizona was at spring, you'd think you'd want to live here year-round. You'd forget about the 120 in the summer. It's beautiful, man, and it's the place to be.
Tim Brown joins us from Yahoo Sports. I know you've been around the Cactus League as it's sort of getting underway now. First games, of course, on this Saturday and the weekend. But you're at the Giants camp. What's your take on this ball club? And I'll put it this way. Two world titles, 3 years. You're here, a national writer. I don't see any others. And if this was the Dodgers, the Yankees, Tigers, Reds, you know, I think people would be going nuts. But for some reason, this team still is under the radar.
I think for a couple of reasons. One, you know, the same guys coming back. I felt like when I walked into that clubhouse, we were getting ready for game five. You know, it's all the same faces, no new guys. I also think because I think people overlook the Giants. I think they believe that look, those World Championships were certainly legit, but they sort of build them out of interesting places. You know, they win games in all those dark little corners, you know, obviously with the pitching as well. But it's, really the superstar element is there's not as many of them and maybe not as sexy as the Yankees or the Dodgers or something like that. But you're absolutely right. I think people overlook the Giants.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. I mean, Buster Posey, I mean, you know, you study baseball, I study baseball. Give me an injury like his for a guy who comes back a year ago at this time. You didn't know if he'd catch once or twice a week. Turns out to be the league MVP and leads the league in hitting and catches a staff that goes to the playoffs and sweeps the World Series.
Yeah, he's really developed into quite a player, and you're right. You know, I was just in Angel Camp the other day, and Mike Socha was leading their catchers through some drills blocking the plate, and one of their discussions was clearing that back foot because, and I quote, this is what happened to Posey. And so that, just that, the sight of that and the memory of that, that gruesome injury is still resonating in other camps. They're trying to keep their catchers out of the same injury. And the fact that Buster came back and was as good as he was playing the position he does, really a remarkable story.
Tim, why is it difficult to repeat in baseball? We've seen the Giants win 2 in 3 years. We had the Red Sox win a couple in the last decade. The Yankees, of course, had their run in the late 90s and early 2000s. Why is it so hard to repeat?
I think there's so many different dynamics to a championship team. It's, you know, staying away from those catastrophic injuries. It is the changing roster. It's hard to afford to keep a roster together unless you're in one of those huge markets. And I think there's a real luck element in it. I think you play yourself into a lot of luck. But I'm out here today talking to Sergio Romo about an 88-mile-an-hour fastball that ended the season against probably the best fastball hitter in baseball. And, you know, there's this element to it that you just can't explain. And I think that in fact, I was just talking to Tim Flannery about, you know, you go through your life and you think, you know, for a guy like Flannery and a lot of guys out here, you're just not going to win it. You're going to have gotten close a couple times and then bang, 2 in 3 years that nobody saw coming. You know, you just hang around long enough and you hope it all falls your way.
Well, that's the story of baseball. Tim Brown with us from Yahoo Sports, the real baseball guy. Now, you've been around the Cactus League for the fans up in the Bay Area and listening around the country. Give us some of your impressions. Let's start with the Angels. Josh Hamilton, Albert Pujols, Mike Trout. Pitching, I'm not sure where the pitching's at, but Mike Socha on the hot seat at all?
Absolutely. I think, three dark Octobers in a row for a franchise that believed it had really established itself as one of the powers in baseball. I don't think Artie Moreno's happy. They've changed general managers. I think that the sort of that whole relationship with DePoto and Socha, I think, was tested last year when DePoto fired his hitting coach. I think there's a lot of pressure over there, and you hit on it. Yes, they can run out a big lineup, but are they going to be able to pitch in the American League, both starting and at the back end of that bullpen? How healthy is Ryan Madsen?
Yeah, no, he's a closer, and he's already got some trouble down here in spring training. Tim, where else have you been? Give us some of your impressions around the Cactus League.
Well, I went to the Dodgers, another team. I mean, it's going to be an interesting summer in L.A. where both teams are really feeling the pressure to win. You know, obviously the Dodgers have spent a lot of money. Don Mattingly is in the last year of his contract. You know, they have all of those guys. The payroll's 225 or whatever. And Brandon Belt weighed in on the chemistry issue. And I think that's a legitimate one. You know, they have to figure out how all these guys get put together. They got to get Matt Kemp healthy back on the field. They got a lot of pitching. They, too, have some interesting things to figure out at the back end of their bullpen. Brandon Lee, you know, is that the guy for you right now? They say it is. So, both franchises have gone, quote-unquote, all in financially and resource-wise, trades and things like that. And if either one or both are hanging around 500 in late May or so, it could get interesting.
You know, it's funny. I think of the East Coast. You know, you can Mets, Yankees, and, you know, two teams in the same market. You know, in the Bay Area, you know, A's, Giants, and, of course, down there, L.A. and the Angels. The West Coast may be getting a little more play this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, it's for so long been a pitching corridor. You know, there's just a lot of poor offensive teams for whatever reason, and it's cyclical or whatever. But you see now even the Padres are a more offensively minded team. They struggled last year pitching, which we never thought would happen, particularly not in that ballpark. Now they've moved the fences in. That was a very good offense in the second half. And the Mariners, we saw, again up the coast, added hitting. They really are sort of emphasizing that. So I think I see a lot of these, you know, the NL West, AL West teams pushing toward offense now.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the West Coast has got a lot of good races this year. Ryan Braun was in the news this week, and not in a positive way. You know, he still, you know, is adamantly denying everything, but there he is all of a sudden in the midst of it. Why are they even hiring that crowd to help them if the first test was just an accident? So, boy, I don't know. His statistics, as you look over his whole career, they're so persistently consistent. You think he's okay, but there he is in the news again.
Yeah, we haven't heard the last of this, Marty. I think that there are a lot of questions to be answered. MLB is investigating, and you're right. You know, it's these areas of gray are of who's doing, who's not, who do you believe, what, you know, and we all felt like we got set up and duped during that era where those of us who aren't completely cynical tried to believe, and now I think that's all been shattered. But Ryan is, you hit on it. This explanation is very interesting, you know, where his lawyers hired this guy who's not even a real doctor, certainly not perceived as an expert in his field. You had one of his lawyers immediately come out and say, it wasn't my idea, I found his value to be negligible. Again, more documents have come out since then. I think a lot of questions still have to be answered.
Yeah, boy, Tim Brown, Yahoo Sports, you can read them there. So what is your spring like? You have one of those good jobs. You get to watch baseball every day, and you get to go to Arizona and Florida.
I do. It's great. I spent a couple weeks in Arizona, bounced from camp to camp. Of course, it's perfect here because you can see two or three camps in a day. Then down to Florida for a couple weeks. I'll do the WBC in San Juan and Miami and then see as much as I can in Florida and then finish up back here. It's perfect.
All right. Now, anything else in the Cactus League jumping out at you, some of the other players or camps or any feelings about teams that you've seen so far?
Well, I went over to see the Indians when they had signed Michael Bourne, and I think that team is beginning to get a little more interesting. I don't know if they can run with the Tigers pitching-wise, but I think that's become an interesting team with Swisher and Mark Reynolds and Michael Bourne, and they've got some veteran pitchers over there with Brett Myers who are going to have to come through for them, and Ubaldo Jimenez, I think, is really critical there. But that's an interesting team, you know, with the Terry Francona element, and I think they're spending a little bit more money. I'll be very curious. They're a team that maybe should go get Kyle Loesch as well. So.
Yeah, boy. Good point. Yeah, Indians down here in Goodyear. We'll have to see what goes on. Of course, Indians, Giants go back so many years to the Cactus League. They started the Cactus League together way back, as Lon Simmons says, in 1947. So good to see the Indians back in the news. Tim, thanks so much, as always.
My pleasure, Marty. Thanks for having me.
All right, that is Tim Brown, Yahoo Sports. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.